感谢神，让我们在2012年新的一年有新的翻译。
Thank you for to God for this new translator for 2012.
谢谢主，让我们在这个教会，我们很多人都有机会来参与侍奉。
And thank you that we all have this chance to come together.
好。如果你是这间教会的牧师，
If you are the pastor of this church,
在这新的一年的开始，你对教会有什么样的期望？
So what would be your hope for the first day of the year?
你会如何祷告求神来带领这个教会？
How will you pray to God to lead this church?
如果你曾经为这个事情祷告，或者愿意为此祷告，我非常愿意听听神放在你心中的想法。
If you already made this prayer or are willing to make this prayer, I would be so happy to hear what God has put into your heart.
我自己在去年秋季就为今年上半年主日信息讲什么而祷告。
Last autumn, in preparation for this first half of the year, I already had the strong desire to encourage.
我心中的感动就是鼓励弟兄姐妹来追求一个真正敬虔的生活。
I want to encourage our brothers and sisters to lead a godly life.
而我定的主题就是享受敬虔之福。
And I set the theme.To be enjoy the blessings of godliness.
在头两周，我们会用旧约诗篇当中的经文。
For the first two weeks, we will read Psalm from the Old Testament.
从1月22号起，我会用新约的提摩太前书来讲一系列跟敬虔生活有关的信息。
From January 22 and going forward, we will read about how to live a godly life from the book of Timothy.
过一个真正敬虔的生活有多重要呢？
How important is it to live a godly life?
我想我这样讲不会太夸张。
I don't think this is too much of an exaggeration.
当一个原本不去教会的人开始去教会的时候，撒旦魔鬼当然不高兴，但他还不紧张。
Know that Satan is not happy. I mean, he is not happy if a non-church goer all of a sudden go to church.
但他还不会紧张。
But he is not too worried.
那当一个人在布道会当中举手表示想要信耶稣的时候，撒旦魔鬼当然更不高兴。但他也还不那么紧张。
If a non-believer raised his hand at an evangelical event to become a believer, God, Satan would not be too worried. And he would not be too worried.
甚至那个人受了洗，撒旦魔鬼更不高兴，却依然不非常紧张。
And even if these people become baptized, he is not happy, but he's still not too worried.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为我们看看历史，看看统计数字，就会知道。
When we look at history and some statistics, we will know.
曾经去过教会，曾经在布道会当中举手决志过，甚至曾经受过洗的人，有成千上万这样的人所过的生活跟没有信主的人根本没什么差别。
Because there are tens of thousands of people who go to church and want to be believers and they even become baptized. But these people, the lifestyle of these people and non-believers, not too different.
他们不但丝毫对撒旦魔鬼没有产生任何威胁，反而更让他感到称心如意。
Satan is not threatened at all by this, but this is exactly what he wants to happen.
因为有越多 宣称是基督徒的人活得一点都不像个基督徒，就会让撒旦魔鬼更有能力的在世界当中制造更多的诱惑和混乱。
With these people who claim to be Christians but do not live a Christian life, they give Satan more power to make more temptations and chaos in this world.
那么撒旦魔鬼最怕看到的是什么呢？
What is Satan most afraid of?
是有基督徒真正的敬畏神。
He is afraid of Christians who are truly in awe and have a fear of God.
然后真正的以敬虔的态度来过每天的生活。
And they live a truly true life with a godly attitude.
所以我的祷告是在这一年当中，全教会的弟兄姐妹们，包括我自己在内，都能够更积极追求真正的敬虔。
So my prayer for this year is for all the brothers and sisters, including myself, to seek a more godly life.
让每个家庭都成为真正敬虔的家庭。
And every family to become a more godly family.
每个团契成为真正敬虔的团契。
And every fellowship to be a more godly fellowship.
我们整个教会成为真正敬虔的教会。
And for our church to be a more godly church.
我们今天读的诗篇24篇是大卫的诗。
Today our scriptural reading is Psalm 24, that is David's Psalm.
我们没有足够的资料来断定这首诗写作的历史背景是什么。
There is not enough information to know exactly the historical background of this psalm.
但许多学者们都相信这首诗跟大卫把神的约柜抬送到耶路撒冷有关。
But many scholars believe that this psalm is related to the celebration of David as he brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
自从大卫得到耶路撒冷之后，他就积极的计划建造，想让耶路撒冷成为敬拜神的固定所在。
From the moment David took control of the city of Jerusalem, he already started to plan and to work to make Jerusalem a permanent location for the ark to worship God.
他早就等待那一天的来到，能够将神的约柜从早先暂时的存放之处搬到锡安山顶的耶路撒冷。
And when we are reading the psalm,
he's been waiting for.
He's been waiting for this day to arrive to be able to move to the Ark of the Covenant from its previously temporary place to the mountain top.
我们读诗篇二十四篇的时候，可以这样子想象。
When we read the Psalm 24, we can imagine this.
有一个长长的庆祝队伍。
That there is a very joyous procession.
众人欢喜快乐地抬着神的约柜朝着锡安山走。
And of these people carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
他们开始爬坡上山。
And they begin to climb up the Mount Zion.
最后达到山顶。
And they get to the top.
来到耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And then come to the temple.
他们心中那个兴奋高昂的心情，还有对神的敬畏。
Can you imagine how much joy and excitement they had?
那这首诗可以简单的分成三段。
The psalm can be simply divided into three parts.
每一段都分别教导我们某一方面跟敬拜神有关的事。
Each part has a distinct way for us to worship God.
一到二节是第一段，教导的是敬拜的中心焦点。
The verse 1 through 2 is the first part. It tells us the main part of prayer, the main focus of our prayer.
Of worship. 三到六节是第二段，教导的是敬拜之前需要先有的预备。
And verses 3 to 6 is the second part, and it tells us how to prepare our hearts for worship.
7到10节是第三段。
Number 6 to 10.
7 to 10.
Oh, verses 7 to 10 is the third part.
教导的是, 敬拜当中面对着神的时候应该要有的回应。
It tells us how we should face God when we see Him face to face.
我们就依次来看。And
let us examine these parts.
好，1到2节本身是一个称颂神的简短赞美诗。Verses
1 through 2 itself is a short hymn to praise God.
它教导我们敬拜当以神为中心。
It tells us to make God the center of our worship. This sounds like a very old saying. But these days, some churches, they're not like this at all.
很多人, 包括基督徒, 自我为中心的
many people, including Christians, when they go to church to worship, they put themselves as the center of worship.
他们想的只是自己的需要会不会得到满足。
They are concerned about how to satisfy their own needs.
会不会得到自己想要有的平安、安慰和鼓励。
They are concerned about their own safety and comfort and to get the encouragement for themselves.
那在一些教会当中，因为缺乏教导，所以带领崇拜的人，甚至讲道的人，也都以人为聚会的中心。
At these churches, they and from the lack of teaching, they lead their worship and put people as the center.
结果就变成只追求气氛，追求感觉，然后把神放在装饰陪衬的地位。
The church becomes a place of feelings, like a place for entertainment, and then they put God aside like an ornament.
他们忽略了崇拜最基本的目的是带领人来朝见神。
They neglect that the basic reason to come to church is to lead the people to be a witness to God.
应该要带领人来追求更深的认识神。
It's to have a deeper relationship, to know God in a closer way. And to also humbly accept God's teachings and to get His guidance.
比较传统式的崇拜会在一开始有一个宣召, call to worship.
A traditional way to worship is to have a call to worship.
Yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning.
通常是引用一两节简短的经文。
Normally there's a one or two Bible verses.
那有很多经文可以用。
There's a lot you can use.
比如说诗篇95篇1到3节。
Such as Psalm 95 verses 1 through 3.
我们, 请弟兄和姐妹 交替来读，我们先读中文。
We ask the brothers and sisters to read. We'll read the English first.
Chinese. 弟兄读第一节，姐妹读第二节，弟兄读第三节。
So the brothers read the first one, the sisters read the second one, the brothers read the third one, and so on.
Yeah, 请。来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。 因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。好，我们现在用英文，请姐妹先读。
We'll read the English first. Let us shout aloud to the rock of the salvation.
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
The Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods.
好，诗篇96篇1到4节。
And I'll read Psalm 96 verses 1 through 4.
弟兄，中文先开始。
Let's read Chinese first for our brothers.
请。你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华歌唱。要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，敬虔他的名。
天传授他的救恩，
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。
耶和华他当受极大的赞美，他在万星之上当受尊贵。
English now. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Proclaim his salvation day after day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
For the great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
这就用简短的几句话点明我们为什么聚集在这里。
These are short sentences that tell us why we are here to, we're gathered here to worship.
我们要做的是什么？
What we have to do.
以什么为中心？
What is our main focus point?
以什么为目的？
What is our main purpose?
那么这么一个以神为中心的敬拜态度，不只是适用于在教会的主日崇拜聚会。
And this way of a God-centered worship should not only be applied to Sunday.
也是适用于基督徒生活当中许许多多的层面。
But should also be applied to every aspect of Christian life.
在将近30年前，那时候刚刚信主的我，希望养成每天读圣经的习惯，但是一再失败。
30 years ago, I was a new believer, and I had hoped to develop a good habit of reading the Bible. But I failed again and again.
那有一次在教会办的夏令会当中，有一个专题叫做读经乐。
Then I got a big help one day of after attending a summer conference, and the theme was enjoy reading the Bible.
我参加了之后就得到非常大的帮助。
And it gave me a lot of help.
专题的讲员一开始就纠正了我们普遍有的错误观念。
The speaker started by saying, by telling us the misconceptions.
他说很多基督徒在衡量读经的价值的时候，都是看那一天读圣经有没有什么感觉。
A lot of Christians, they put a lot of emphasis on reading the Bible and see if they get some kind of feeling from reading the Bible.
如果觉得很有收获，很有感动，就认为那天的读经有价值。
They feel that if they get a lot of feelings or benefits from reading the Bible, then there is value.
如果那天没有什么特别的感动，只觉得经文很单调，很枯燥，就认定没有价值。
If they feel that they didn't get any special feelings,they feel that reading the Bible is too boring or monotonous, then it's not very valuable.
这个讲员说这是很错误的态度。
This is the most, she said this is the most wrong attitude.
因为这样的读经是以人自己为中心的。
That's because in this, having this attitude puts ourselves as the main focus.
正确的态度应该是以神为中心。
Remember the correct attitude is to have God as our center.
无论那天读的经文是很有趣或者是不怎么有趣。
No matter if reading the Bible is interesting or very boring.
读经灵修的价值都在于我们把时间分别出来给神。
The value of spiritual Bible reading is that we spend time with God.
我们坐在神的脚前，花时间和神在一起。
We are sitting in front of God and spending time with God.
所以就算那天读圣经的时候没有什么特别的感受。
And just accept that the day of, that you're reading the Bible is just provide you with a special time with the God.
你就算那天没有觉得神特别用哪一句话来向你说话。
And it doesn't matter which words,which verses he used to communicate with you or to move your heart.
只要你是抱着这样子对的态度来到神的面前，所花的时间就有意义，就讨神的喜悦。
It's only with this attitude, that makes it important.
而且如果你这样子一天一天的持之以恒，你与神的关系一定会变得越来越亲近。
If you set aside this time for God, this is this is good, good enough, and you will receive God's joy.
就是因为参加了那个专题，我每天读圣经的态度改变。
And just doing this, every day my attitude changed.
然后我就从此建立了稳定的每天灵修读经。
And from this time on, I read the Bible very consistently.
而且体会到什么是读经乐。
And then experience what it means to be happy reading the Bible.
同样的原则也应用在参加主日崇拜。
And we can apply this to Sunday worship service.
我们每个主日应该都是带着真诚乐意的心来到教会。
We should bring with us a very sincere and willing heart to the church.
不论那天带诗歌的人出了多少的错。
It doesn't matter how many errors that the worship leader makes.
或者那天讲道的人讲得多么杂乱无章。
Or how much the preacher rambles on.
我们都应该能够毫不受影响的知道，每个主日来教会是我们对神理所当然的敬拜。
And we know that every Sunday we come is to worship God.
而且也是我们领受他教导的机会。
And also accept him to lead us and teach us a lesson.
还有就是祷告会。
And also, regarding our prayer meetings.
不论带祷告的人啊，诗歌选的好不好，带领的是否非常的顺畅。
And it doesn't matter if the person who lead the song is good or not.
我们去祷告会就是要与弟兄姐妹们一起借着祷告与神相交。
We come to worship God together, in this prayer meeting, just to be together with our brothers and sisters.
所以错误的心态是以自我为中心。
So the wrong attitude is to be very self-centered.
总是在乎啊一切是不是合我的心意。
And only to care about your own feelings.
抱这样的心态来敬拜，不会有好的敬拜。
If you have this attitude when you are worshiping, then it will be not a very beneficial time of worshiping.
你的灵命也不会有好的成长。
Your spiritual growth will also not improve.
正确的心态是以神为中心。
The right attitude is to make God the focus.
在乎的是我是否照着合神心的方式把自己献上。
You should think about what you are offering to God.
如果你是抱这样的心态来敬拜，你的心里总是踏实的。
If you are bringing this attitude to worship, you will always be reliable.
而且你的灵命也会因此有好的成长。
And your spirit will continue to grow.
在第二部分的三到六节，大卫用问答的方式点出了真敬拜的先决条件。
In the second part, verses 3 to 6, David used a question and answer format to point out how to develop a sincere relationship.
这一个敬拜的先决条件是我们与神要有正确的关系。
To have a sincere relationship with God.
It's a prerequisite.
It's a prerequisite to have a relationship with God.
从历史上来看，大卫将神约柜成功的运到耶路撒冷之前曾经有过惨痛的失败经验。
Based on history, David's successful the transport of the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, he experienced many failures, setbacks.
那因为他们轻看了神的圣洁。
Because they didn't take this duty very seriously.
God's holiness.
He didn't take God's holiness very seriously.
所以在一次的搬运的时候，他们在心态上和技术安排上都不够小心谨慎。
When they were handling the ark, they were very careless.
以至于在半路出差错的时候，大卫的一个手下就因此丧命。
And they made mistakes halfway.
结果经过了一段时间要再次尝试的时候，大卫就不敢掉以轻心。
And after some more time and more troubles, David did not fall to despair.
Yeah, when they want to try again.
When they will keep, they keep trying again.
那他这次就指示所有参与的立位人都要事先洁净自己，而且每一个步骤都要小心进行。
David instructed the Levites to clean themselves and to take small steps to carry out their task of moving the ark.
在第三节，大卫问：谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？
In the third part, David asked, who can go to Jesus' mountain and who can stand in his sanctuary?
这个问题反映出他不只是对神敬畏，他也看到自己的卑微和不配。
The question that he asked, it reflects not only that he is in awe of God, but he also saw that he himself is not worthy.
神是全然圣洁的。
God is perfectly holy.
哪有人能够随意的来到神面前？
Can anybody come close to God?
到神面前一定必须先符合一些条件。
Before going in front of God, there must be certain conditions that must be met.
在第四节就列出了四方面的条件。
The fourth verse lists the four areas, four criteria.
第一是守节。
The first one is the hands must be clean.
手代表的是人的行为。
Hands represent the person's behavior.
人如果一方面任凭自己一再做同样一件神所不喜悦的事情，一方面还照常来到神面前参加敬拜，那就不是敬拜，而是亵渎神。
If a person is doing something that's not pleasing to God,and then goes to God to worship. This is not worshiping. This, in fact, is cursing God.
Blasphemy.
第二是心清。
The second one is to have a heart.
Pure heart.
心代表的是人内在的动机。
The heart represents the person's inner motivations.
重要的是人所做的事不只是表面上看起来是对的是好的，而且必须里面的动机是纯正的。
The most important thing is that the things that the people do, they not only look good, but they are actually good and have clear motivation.
在耶稣时代的法利赛人，他们做了一大堆表面上看起来都是对的，都是好的事。
During Jesus' time, there are the Pharisees who do a lot of things that look good and look right.
他们非常强调严格遵守律法。
They emphasize very strict compliance to the laws.
他们非常强调祷告。
And they emphasize prayer a lot.
他们非常强调定期禁食。
And also they emphasize regular fasting.
但是耶稣责备他们假冒为善。
But Jesus accused them of being hypocrites.
因为他们里面的动机不纯正，他们是想要得人的称赞。
Because their motivations were not pure, they just wanted other people to praise them.
好，第三是不向虚妄。
And the third one is to not be false. The third one is not to lift up the idols,
the soul to the idols.
意思是不把心归向虚妄不实的事物。
And not to replace your God with idols.
Not to give your soul to something in vain or something.
也就是心中没有任何取代了神的偶像。
And do not put the value on things and not God.
I have an idol that replaces God. Yeah.
如果一个人心中看重一个人或者一个事物胜过看重神，那个就是他的偶像。
If a person values a person or a thing more than God, then this is an idol.
也就是他真正在敬拜的神。
And this is not worshiping God.
that idol become the,
and the idol becomes
the god that he worships. Yeah.
The idol becomes the god that he worships.
一些单身男女现在神所不喜悦的爱情关系当中。
If a single guy or a girl have a relationship that's not pleasing to God.
但那个关系在他心中的分量胜过了神在他心中的分量，他就很难有真的敬拜。
And this relationship becomes more important than God, then that becomes an idol. And then you cannot worship God.
那工作的人很大的一个诱惑是追求成就。
And one delusion for working people is achievement.
如果他在心中的分量超过神的话，我们也很难会有真的敬拜。
If he values this more than God, then it's very difficult to have worship.
好，第四方面是启示不怀诡诈。
And number four is not to be deceitful.
耶稣教导我们，是就是是是就说是，不是就说不是。
God teaches us to say what is correct and to not say what is not correct.
Yes is a yes.
God teaches to say yes is a yes and a no is a no.
当人说话不诚实的时候，不只是把人看为是可欺哄的，等于也是把神视为可欺哄的。
When people are not talking honestly, they are not only fooling other people, but they are also fooling God.
有这样的念头的人，也不可能有真的敬拜。
And with this kind of mindset, these people cannot worship God.
好，这四方面只是在这边所举的其中一些例子。
And these four areas are just four examples from the fourth verse.
重点是指出，我们来到神面前敬拜之前，应该要先自我省察。
The main point is that before you come in front of God, you must examine yourself.
我们需要打从心里看重与神有一个对的关系，我们才可能有一个真正有意义的敬拜。
When you examine yourself, that's when you can have a true worship.
我们再次请大家试着想象，哇，那支抬着约柜的队伍，他们走向耶路撒冷。
This time, you should try to imagine the procession of the people when they carry the ark, of the covenant towards the Jerusalem.
好，当他们走到这个锡安山下开始往上走的时候，他们会用诗篇二十四篇的头两节高举神的名称颂赞美他。
When they reach the Mount Zion and they start to walk up, and they are saying these first two verses, in the psalm, and they lift up God's name and to praise Him and glorify Him.
但是他们越到山顶，已经快要到耶路撒冷的时候，对神的敬畏感就越来越强烈。
As they reach the mountain top and they already feeling, the coming of the temple of Jerusalem, and they are feeling more in awe.
那他们就借着三四两节来提醒自己要好好的省察。
And they are using verses 3 and 4.
他们就提醒自己务必要先把内心当中所有需要调整之处都对付清楚。
And they are taking everything and examine to make everything more clear.
我们今天基督徒不再需要到锡安山的耶路撒冷去敬拜。
And today,we Christians no longer go to Jerusalem's worship.
那昔日的圣殿也早就不存在了。
And the old sanctuaries do not exist anymore.
但是我们每个主日早上和弟兄姐妹一起奉主的名聚集的时候，我们同样需要用最慎重的态度来预备。
But the brothers and sisters, when we come to church every Sunday to worship God together, we need to have the same attitude to prepare our hearts.
那栽培我们夫妇的其中一位牧师二十多年前就提醒我们一件事。
More than 20 years ago, a priest who was a pastor who was mentoring us as a couple, showed us that in order to have a true heart to worship.
他说真正有心主日来教会崇拜的人，绝对不是主日早上醒来才开始预备。
In order to prepare your heart, you shouldn't just start on the Sunday morning.
而是早早就开始预备。
You should prepare as early as possible.
那时候我和我太太才二十几岁啊。
At that time, I was only 27 years old.
听起来很遥远啊。跟现在中文查经班的人年纪差不多。
Not too much older than our Bible study group.
但是我们听了牧师的提醒之后，就选择调整。
And after we heard this pastor remind this to us, we chose to adjust our lives.
我们不再在星期六弄得太累，太晚睡觉。
We no longer stay up very late on Saturday, and we didn't sleep too late.
不只是主日，为了每天早上有足够的时间，有好的精神来好好灵修读圣经，我们也选择养成过规律，作息有规律的生活。
And not just on Sunday, but every day we should have enough time to and energy to read the Bible.
那这样的话就不放纵自己看太多的电视，或者浪费时间在没有什么益处的事。
We should not indulge too much in TV and waste time on useless things.
那当一个人肯用这样子敬虔的态度来遵从神的时候，第五节应许说，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他称义。
Become a person who is willing to use a God, to have a godly attitude to worship God. Verse 5, it says, they will receive the blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, their Savior.
然后第六节是第二段的一个小节。
The sixth verse summarizes these two parts.
说如此寻求神的才是真正蒙神拣选的子民。
Those who truly seek God are the God's truly chosen people.
照一些学者们的分析，在后来以色列人百姓每逢大的节期去耶路撒冷朝圣的时候，他们在同声朗读头两节之后，就会用这样子问答的方式。
According to some scholars,when these people in Israel make the pilgrimages to Jerusalem, they use these two verses in together, in unison. And then the leaders use the question and answer format.
百姓们用第三节来发问。
And the people use the verse 3 to ask.
然后祭司们用第四、第五节来回答。
And the leaders, they use the verse 4 and 5 to respond.
然后百姓们再用第六节来回应，宣告他们愿意忠诚做神的子民。
And the people use verse 6 to proclaim that they are willing to be loyal and to follow and do God's will.
那我希望这篇诗篇也帮助我们每一位在新的一年的开始的时候能够有这样的心智。
I hope these verses will also inspire you to have similar aspirations.
好，当我们现在要读到第三部分的七到十节的时候，可以想象这个游行的队伍已经来到耶路撒冷圣殿的围墙外，即将要穿过城门进入圣殿。
Let's read verses 7 through 10 in the third part, and we can imagine the procession of the people outside the walls of Jerusalem.
这时候他们即将要穿过城门进入圣殿内。
And they will be soon coming to arrive at the city gates of Jerusalem, at the temple.
那现在要进来的可不是寻常的人物哦，而是象征神同在的约柜。
The people who want to enter are not just ordinary people, but they symbolize the Ark of the Covenant.
But the ark that symbolizes God's presence.
And the ark symbolizes God's presence.
当这位荣耀的君王要进来的时候，他应该得到什么样的欢迎呢？
Now, what kind of welcome should the glorious God receive?
那七到十节就好像是这个朝圣者和在圣殿里面的人互相的对唱。
Verse 7 is like a
7 to 10.
7 to 10 is like a question and answer and back and forth.
那朝圣者要求里面的人用最尊敬的方式打开殿门，好让荣耀的王可以进去。
And the pilgrims they ask the people inside in a very very respectful way to open the door.
让荣耀的王可以进去。
And they use a very
so that the King of Glory can come in.
So then the King of Glory can come in.
那里面的人就用发问的方式回应，谁是这位荣耀的王？
And the people inside they ask the they use a question to ask to answer who is this glorious God?
那朝圣者就大声宣告说，就是有力有能的耶和华，万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
And they answer, this is the most powerful God, the God of hosts and the King of glory.
很明显，诗篇二十四篇的作者是用这几节来提醒、来教导众民。
It's obvious that this Psalm 24 uses the verses 7 to 10 to remind us, to teach us that.
就是当我们的神，这位荣耀的神要来到的时候，我们应该有的回应是什么？
When our glorious God comes, what is the proper response?
众臣们要抬起头来，永久的门户要被举起。
When the city gates open, you must lift up your heads.
那这都是拟人化的表达方式。
And these ways represent very joyfulness.
The personified
expression.
它代表的是欢喜迎接、高举尊崇、仰慕信靠的态度。
And this is an attitude of admiration.
那对今天的我们来说，是有很重要的提醒。
And for us today, these are very important reminders.
二十几年前，有一件事情让我印象非常深刻。
20 years ago, there was something that influenced me a lot.
原本我在洛杉矶所参加的教会正在最兴旺的高峰。
The church that I was attending in Los Angeles became, had a peak, was very successful.
那人数从150个大人在四年之内翻四倍，成长到600人。
The attendance of people grew from 150 people to 600 people.
In four years.
那突然，一件件不可思议的事接二连三的发生，带给教会里面的人极大的创伤。
And then suddenly there was a series of unthinkable things that happened, and that shocked the people.
当时我是教会执事会当中的一员。
At that time, I was only just a member of the church.
I'm one of the deacons.
Oh, one of the deacons.
连续几个月的时间，大家摆上了很多的时间祷告，但是结果是心情越来越低沉。
And for several months, nonstop, people arranged for more and more prayers, but the frame of mind became worse and worse.
后来更是常常伤心落泪。
And afterwards, they even cried from sadness.
在聚会当中，眼泪掉个不停。
And they cry.
然后在自己家中，一个人也哭。
And a lot of people just keep crying. And I even keep crying.
连开车听诗歌也哭。
When I'm hearing the psalms and hymns, I also cry.
但是有一天，在一个聚会当中。带诗歌的是一位神学院教授的太太。
Then one day, at a meeting, at a prayer meeting, one person who brings the songs.
The song leader.
Oh, the song leader, is the wife.
Yeah, was the wife of a seminary professor.
Wife of a seminary professor.
她用诗篇二十四篇劝勉我们。
She used Psalm 24 to give us some encouragement.
然后她带了一首诗歌。 就是根据诗篇二十四篇七到十节写的。
She brought us a worship song that was written based on Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10.
那那一次的敬拜不只是在那一天扭转了我的心情。
Worshipping that day did not only change my heart, but on that day,
也在这二十年当中多次成为我的提醒和帮助。
But it has served as a reminder for me and helped me for all these 20 years.
在生活当中，我们每个人都难免会遇到难处，心情落入低沉。
In life, difficulties is inevitable.And face some sadness.
比如学生面对课业的压力啊。
And you know, some students can have some pressures.
做科研的人实验不顺利啊。
And the researchers, they may have some unsuccessful experiments.
在家庭里面有人生病啊，或者人际关系不和谐啊。
And our family members, they can become ill or.Our relationships with our families can become troubled.
这些都可能影响人的心情。
And these also can affect our moods.
所以有的时候主日人虽然到了教会，但是心中非常的郁闷，有重担。
And that's when some people come to church on Sundays, their heart is very burdened.
但是诗篇二十四篇七到十节提醒我们。
But Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10 remind us.
当荣耀的王来到的时候，唯一合宜的态度就是抬起头来。
Reminds us that when God comes, the only attitude is to lift up our head.
抬起头来，因为他是配得我们敬拜和尊崇的。
Lift up our head because God is worthy of our worship and
worship. 抬起头来，因为他是值得我们信靠和跟随的。
Lift up your head because God is worthy of our trust.And worthy of following him.
抬起头来，因为他是我们一切盼望的真正所在。
Lift up our heads because God is our true hope.
抬起头来，因为在他里面，我们在任何情况都可以靠主喜乐。
Lift up our heads because we can always rely on God for our joy.
所以我们的头应该抬起头来，仰望他。
And our God should.Our head should always look up to him.
在每次开始敬拜之前，我们把一切的重担烦恼先放下，暂时摆到一边。
When we begin to pray, we should come face to God and then put aside our troubles.
然后抬起头来，以称颂、赞美、高举他的名来开始敬拜。
And lift up our head and to give his name the highest praise.
不只是一个讨神喜悦的合一表现。
This not only is pleasing to God.
其实也是一个对我们自己大有帮助的行动。
This will also be very helpful for us.
其实不需要讲什么大道理，我们每个人都可以观察到一个最简单的事实。
There's no need to talk about reasoning. A person can simply observe the fact.
那些常常向着神抬起头来称颂赞美主的人，绝对会成为最充满喜乐、心灵最健康、活得最有力的人。
We can see that the person who always lifts their heads up in praise to worship God will always be full of joy.
我自己也常常会忘记抬起头来。
I sometimes forget to lift up my head.
但是我认识一些总是抬起头来的基督徒。
But I do know some Christians who are always like this.
我羡慕他们活出来的生命见证。
And I envy how they live their life.
我也愿意以他们为榜样来继续努力。
I also want to be like them, and I want to work.Work hard to be like them.
我们可以把应用的范围再扩大一点。
Let me expand on this.
在七到十节也提醒我们，我们要愿意欢迎荣耀的王进到我们的家中。
Verses 7 to 8 also reminds us that we must welcome our glorious God into our family life.
来进到我们每天的生活当中,
and to come into our everyday life.
然后进到我们的心里面,
and enter into our hearts.
甚至进到我们生命当中最隐秘之处,
and even to our most secret places.
抬起头来是欢迎,
lift your head up to welcome God.
抬起头来也是尊崇他,
lift up your head to worship God.
以他为王, 来接受他的掌管,
and to accept his dominance.
今天是2012年的第一天,
today is the first day of 2012.
也是我们在这一年当中要第一次擘饼纪念主,
and this is also the first time of the year that we take communion.
你愿意把你的主权交给他吗?
Are you willing to give him sovereignty over you?
你欢迎这位荣耀的王来带领你生活当中所有的一切吗?
Are you willing to allow God to lead you in your entire life?
我们低头有段时间安静祷告。
Let us bow our heads to pray.
我们可以思想我们自己是一个真正敬虔的人吗?
We are not worthy people.
我们可以回想自己每天在生活当中都做些什么，都怎么样使用我们的时间。
We know that in our everyday life, we need to examine how we spend our time.
我们在生活当中所思所想所做的，是不是能够反映出我们是一个真正敬虔的人？
In our life, we need to examine: are we living, truly living, a godly life?
我是一个守节的人吗？
Do I have a clean heart? A clean head?
我是一个心清的人吗?
Am I a clean person?
我是一个不向虚妄的人吗?
Am I a not a hopeful person?
我是一个岂是不怀诡诈的人吗?
Am I not a godly person?
我是一个面对神的时候会抬起头来的人吗?
When I'm in front of God, will I lift up my head?
我是欢迎荣耀的王进到我生命中的人吗?
Will I welcome this holy God into my life?
我们自己有一段时间单独跟神交谈。
We have this time to talk with God.
所以我们在座许多的人都是基督徒,
many of us are Christians.
但是我们在生活当中没有活出一个有力的见证,
but in our lives we may not lead a true Christian life.
我们感到无力的原因, 当然有很多,
we may have a lot of not pleasant things in our life.
但是很可能其中一个原因是我们并没有真正的敬虔。
But are we living a good life?
A godly life.
Were we living a godly life?
所以当我们来到你的桌前的时候,
when we are come in front of you,
帮助我们不轻看你的圣洁。
Please help us to see your wishes.
让我们知道你是一位全然圣洁的神。
And we know that you are the most holy God.
你也要我们圣洁。
And you want us to live a godly life.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请服侍饼杯的同工到前面来。